1924. High fidelity sonic electronic stereophonic.
Thank you. take the trouble that you have in mind.
Entertainment, show them what you do with me. When everyone here knows better, what I once refused to be is everything we long together. I'd rather be alone.
rockin', you're 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 rockin', you're
straight out of Portland, Oregon. Heard of that place.
Oregon.
Chromatics did a song called Cherry. I wonder when they tour how much they have to correct people about where they're from in their hometown. You get really? Tired of it after a while.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like even some people on the West Coast, they say Oregon.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Bill Maher mentioned that he was coming up here, right? He's up here next month. He's coming to Oregon.
Oregon, yeah. After Dark 2 is the album that we got.
Yeah, the compilation from the record label with that track on there.
Fort Knox 5 before that did a song called Once Again, so off the album 10 Years of Fort Knox 5.
It's a must-have album, huh?
They're from Washington, D.C.
Washington.
Phoenix before that off of did a song called Entertainment, remixed by Blood Orange. Great job, Blood Orange. Always do a good job in their mixes, putting in their signature remix sound into their music. Daft Punk did a song called Doing It Right. That was the Golden Pony remix, and good job pulling that track. I just heard that earlier before. AM and Sean Lee did a song called Two Times. It's off their album La Musique Numérique. And of course, last week we played a AM and Sean Lee song. A couple of them remixed on some of the DC guys.
Rob Garza remixed, and Thomas Blondet and Second Sky remixed one of the songs.
Done some pretty good jobs.
So this La Musique Numérique is coming out next month. Looking forward to that. The first single, this track, Two Times. Pretty cool sample. They got this, isn't it the Barrington Levy sample they're using in there? So like a pretty...
That's what it sounds like.
I think pretty old reggae sample that runs... I don't know. They must have had to pay for that one because that was like almost too obvious, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
And
they got it for a song.
What
they got it on sale.
What have you been listening to that Daft Punk release?
I know
we've talked about this before. Pretty impressed with it, right?
It's pretty good. It's kind of grown on me. I like it. How about you?
I like it, yeah.
I think they did a good job, and I think serious Daft Punk fans will appreciate it, but some of the younger fans that expected them to go a little bit more hard-hitting, in the age of,
Well, if you discovered him through Tron or something like that, you'll be a little disappointed, I think.
If that's what you like, yeah. If you like dubstep, you may not like this album. but I think it's very and it'll grow on you.
Yeah, if you like job. If you're into disco and you still listen to Chic, you'll love it. If you still listen to old air, you'll love it.
Yeah, I think
there's a little bit for everybody on there,
French mellow sound.
Yeah, and it's nice that there's not an Around the World on there.
Didn't need one.
They don't need it.
They already did Around the World. Yeah. Don't need to do two.
They've definitely grown up with this album. Tomorrow night, we're giving you a little teaser here. We're going to play a Japanese-only bonus track off that album that we got hosed here in the States. They didn't give it to us. It's kind of a pretty ambient metal track.
I like it, though. It's good. I like this. All right. We're playing tomorrow night.
But we're not going to play that until tomorrow night, so you have to tune in again tomorrow night. All right. We got Lindstrom and Crystal Bell up next. We're going to play a song called High and Low. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.